The tomb reliefs of the vizier Nespekashuti were made in early Dynasty 26, a time of renewal that followed a long period of domination by foreign invaders. Artistically, this meant a return to the classical art of the past. Look at the offering bearers in the lower register. Similar rows of men and women carrying funerary goods appear in the art of the Old Kingdom and were the prototypes for Nespekashuti's offering bearers. Now compare this file of upright, repetitive attendants to the more intricate scenes of the upper register. Here the coffin of the deceased and groups of mourners travel across the river to the cemeteries in the west. The prototypes in this case come from New Kingdom art. This wide variety of artistic sources enriched and enlivened the art of the 26th dynasty. Nespekashuti's reliefs are partly unfinished. Work in the tomb seems to have stopped fairly abruptly, probably when the owner died. Consequently, we can observe from the left to the right three major stages of Egyptian relief technique: the initial drawing, the chiseling away of the background, and the final modeling and carving of the details. Notice that all three work phases are repeated several times on the wall, a sign that a number of artists worked side by side on the reliefs